as we move from the section of listening to our young people, it is my privilege to introduce to you our next presenter. He's a son of Stoke Newington. And I'm even going to say he's a son of mine. Sister Ebanks, I'm just doing a little borrow. Like many of our current young people, our speaker was loved, taught, and nurtured by the Stoke Newington family. He is the product of parents who prayed for him from childhood. He's a young man, and yes, I did say a young man, who I believe comes to us with his own life's journey of challenges and victories. Today, family, I introduce to you Fabian Thorpe. Fabian, we welcome you to our Stokey Zoom prayer meeting. We welcome you into our homes. And we pray that as God speaks through you, that we will all be encouraged to keep our prayer links and channels with God alive, and especially for our youth. Thank you, Fabian.
Wow. Can you hear me, or everyone? You can hear me? You just wave. Good. Wonderful. This is very personal. I had to switch my camera off because my eyes were leaking and I wasn't cutting any onions today. So I'm not sure what's going on, but there's some major moments. And if you know how difficult it was to make today, I'm going to share with you a little bit. But I know Auntie Pat and Sister Lorraine have been super patient with me, because my communication skills were a little bit lacking. But sometimes, you know, when you're going through stuff, and I don't know if anyone knows, when you're in the midst of a storm, it's hard to see through the wind and the trees. And as much as I wanted to say I couldn't make it, God wouldn't allow me to say I couldn't make it. And I know for a time like this, when I see Itahan, right? That just, I can't even speak. Itahan knows, right? I couldn't even speak when I saw Itahan speaking. I was just like, I had some serious flashbacks. I was like, wow, I saw our children. I see Donna. I see Mummy Douglas. I see Mum Pat, who is my mum. She doesn't even have to say interpret. She is, Pat is my, I have a few mothers. I'm blessed. But Stokey is my foundation. Stokey is where I learned about fish and chips and chicken and chip shops and trying to get food on Sabbath without people knowing from the shops and you know, like real. So I'm just going to be honest, so you can tell me off later. But young people, like Stokey's my foundation. And as I was sitting here listening to this, my presentation just evaporated, because I think God has called that and I'm taking this directly from our young people. God has called for us to really communicate without pretense, pomp, or ceremony. I believe that in a time that we're living in now, I have to somehow lay my airs and graces aside and just share with you a real testimony right now as to how God has had a profound effect in my life through his redeeming love. So there's a couple of things I want to share with you before we get started. But before I say another word, let's just bow our heads in prayer. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for today, Lord. How did you make this happen? The way you do it, the way you just align things, it's an amazing thing. And I just want to say I'm grateful for you. And I thank you and I love you, Lord. And I pray that we would be able to just share this word in your precious name. Amen. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down my journey in a very short space of time. Auntie Lorraine, how long do I have? Like 5, 10 minutes?
You can have 10, only because it's you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Right. I've got to be quick. Okay, so I'm going to see, am I allowed to share screen? If the administrator can give me permission, wonderful. Okay, it's not sure. Okay, if admin, you can please, I promise I won't be long. Wonderful, thank you very much. Okay, let me do this now and share screen. Okay, you can all see my screen, yes? Okay, so my first picture here is, do you recognize anybody in this picture? No?
Is it Andrew Davis?
Andrew Davis, right. Does anybody know who Andrew Davis is? Yeah? Okay, now Andrew Davis was one of my very, very close friends. And it's sad for me to say was, because if you remember, Andrew, we celebrated a year of his passing recently. We lost Andrew. And that situation of loss had an effect with me, and I realized I don't handle loss well. I deal with loss by going into work mode, and I don't know, grief is something that I challenge, it's a challenge for me. And one of the things that has been really difficult has been the throughout this pandemic is that grief seems to be knocking at our doors very recently. And I'm just talking to our young people now, because but sometimes we don't understand how to process loss, and we don't understand how loss can have an effect. And Andrew was like my little big brother in that he would just be a guidance towards me. But at the same time, even though he was younger than me, I was looking up to him. He was talking to me about purchasing homes and property and family. And he was talking to me about children. And this next picture is super important, because this picture is us in America. So what happened is that I made a decision that I didn't want anything to do with church, but quite often with these decisions, we keep them to ourselves because we don't want to upset anyone. And I made this decision to say, you know what, I'm tired of church. I didn't have any posts at my church. I wasn't doing anything. And then Pastor Fuller, this was the first year he became youth leader. And he said, at the SEC, and he said, we're going out to America and I want to take some young people with me to do some work. And I said, okay. And then he said to me, do you want to come? I said, Pastor, I'm not a youth leader. I'm not really into this. I used to do youth. He says, that's exactly why I want you to come. So we went here, and here is a group of us together going, and there's Andrew, one of my best friends, Leif, and there's me. I think I was holding food because, you know, I like food, and that was my whole thing there. Now, why this is so paramount to me is because sometimes things don't hit you until it's someone your age. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, when you see and you relate to someone and you can see yourself, you see a father, like at night, Andrew would have this special device where he set up a speaker in his children's room. So he could, from America, once he had Wi-Fi, he would speak to them and they would talk back to him. And I was like, why didn't I do that? I've got kids. Like, what? I didn't think of that idea. And he would just encourage us about how we have to be in there and how we need to make time for play and we need to make time for these things. And these were things that I was struggling with. And it was when he died, it hit me because I realized that tomorrow's not promised. I realized that we live our lives as if we are planning the next 10 years, and this pandemic has come and slapped us in the face to say, guess what, you don't know if you're going to make it to tomorrow. So then moving forward, I came to a resolution, and it reminded me of an important day in my life. An important day in my life. And I'm going to share that with you, that a life where my life took a paradigm shift. And I want you to understand this now. And it was this day. Now, does anyone recognize the person in this picture?
Sister Dolly.
This is Sister. This is Dolly. This is Olivia.
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 Right? daughter Olivia. And this is when Olivia decided that she wanted to give her life to Christ. And guess what? What that triggered in my life was to realize exactly how far, as her father, I had strayed from Christ. And it made a profound change in me. And that change manifested in this. Now, do you recognize the person in this pool? Right. So it took my child, and this is why I'm telling you that this program is amazing, because Itahan, your testimony about children's prayers just hit me. I had to switch the camera off again because more onions was making my eyes leak, because it just brought me to the point of remembering that what was able to be a milestone in my life wasn't my own experiences, but seeing my daughter take a step, which regardless of the fact that I had previously been baptized when I was 12, I felt like I'd lived 10 lifetimes in that age gap. And I needed to recommit myself to Christ. So where does that take us to forward to where we're at right now? Here's my thing about Christ's redeeming love. And what I want to share with you is this. The devil's plan, very simply, my young people, my old people, is to stop us from being honest with each other. Because it doesn't take a great speaker. It doesn't take a dynamic worker. It doesn't take anyone from America. It doesn't take a psychologist. It simply takes our elders to tell exactly the truth of how they grew up for us not to walk down the same path, or for us to be informed. This is the thing. We actually have all the keys here. What our young people are searching for, what they're searching for is an honest conversation. What they're searching for you to say what it was like when you first had a boyfriend. What they're searching for is for you to say what it was like when your parents beat the living daylights out of you for things that you know you shouldn't have been doing. What they are searching for is an honest conversation. Why? Because they will go and leave the confines of the home to find dishonest conversations to relate to. You see, the biggest myth the devil can provide is that outside is not only more fun, but it's real. You see, back in the day, we used to say the outside world is not fun. It's not good outside. No, young people don't think it's good outside. They just think it's a lot more honest outside than it is in church. They just think that, well, actually, you know what? There may be stabbings, there may be killing, there may be drug dealing, but at least when I ask a question, I'm going to get the truth. And so as a church, I believe this pandemic has given what I call the reset button. It has given a forced reset on all of our lives. It's put us in a position to be able to say, well, actually, guess what? No matter what happens, no matter how many vaccines come out, life will never be the same again as it was before. But what difference are you going to make when dealing with your young people? And young people, what difference are you going to make when having honest conversations with our elders? Let me tell you this, and as I said, I'm not even, my notes were disappeared because this program has just sent me into a different space. So I'm going to share this with you. I know it wasn't by chance what I was studying today in my Sabbath school lesson when I was teaching my class. So I want to share this with you as I finish today. You see, the plan, when Adam sinned, it set a catastrophic set of events that resulted in the birth of sin and death. And I have to go back to the beginning, so don't lose me, young people. Hear what I'm saying. When he sinned, he entered into this world a catastrophic sin. And sin almost has formed a part of our DNA, our nature. It is in our nature not to do the right thing. But get this. No matter the fact that sin is in your nature, what the devil couldn't do was rewrite your DNA, because you are shaped in the image of God. In actual fact, you are the only being that reflects God's image. And this is what eats Satan away, because every time he looks at you, who does he see? He sees God. Every time the devil looks at you, he sees God, and it pains him, because from the birth, from the day he decided to make the choice as Lucifer, son of the king of the singer, the head of the choir, when he made that choice, all he wanted to do was to be like God. And then God created a being that was in his image. And so then fostered a pain and a hate to destroy the very image of God. And when God saw that, he said, you know what I have to do? And this is what I love. Let me tell you what he did. He said, as a divine being, I'm going to come down as Karen. I'm going to come down as Lorraine. I'm going to come down as Charmaine. I'm going to come down as Itahan. I'm going to have migraines. I'm going to be tired. I'm going to have pain, headaches. I'm going to have growing pains. My voice is going to break. I'm going to go through puberty. Remember, Christ was 30 something when he died. He went through every single thing as we do to show the devil that given choice, that I created will choose me. So get this, young people. You have such a prestige and higher calling in life that in Christ's death, he changed the catastrophic events to righteousness and a divine event that leads to ultimately salvation. You do not know what will happen in the next 5 minutes. Where am I right now? I'm at my father's home. Why am I at my father's home? Because he got COVID. Daddy got COVID. And at the beginning of this week, did I know whether he was going to make it or not? But I'm here as a living testimony that 2 days ago he started eating. And he started building his strength. And I saw him stand up. And I'm seeing these things manifesting, and I'm testing myself, and to God be the glory. I have to care for him. I'm away from my family. I'm doing tag team with my brother, but I'm not complaining about anything. You know why? Because I have faith. This is teaching me something that I never would have expected. Let's be clear. Let's be honest. My elders know, me and my pop's relationship hasn't always been, you know, there's been some, you know, Auntie Caroline, I see you, Kathy. You know, Auntie Kathy, you know what I'm saying. It's not always been easy. But you know what this does, pandemic has done, is humbled a lot of us. It's made us think, you know what, there's some things we need to make right. There's some phones you need to call. There's some people you need to FaceTime. There's some burdens you need to let go. My time is up. But I'm here to tell you this. Christ didn't die in vain. He created a paradigm shift to break the chain of sin. And that is redemption love. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you thousandfold.
Amen. Amen.
And I have to say, I'm in for keeping it real. We have to keep it real for our young people.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So I'd just like to take this opportunity for us, because we've had a lot of information, you know, from our next generation and from our young people's perspective, and finally with the Word of God. Just a little time for us to soak in what we've heard and just digest. So please sit back and listen to our instrumental.